Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Yesterday I was up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Friday, Saturday I was there. Came back into Pittsburgh last night at 9:38. Drove up here, got here at midnight. Went to bed, got up early, had the other mass, had this mass. Then at 3 o'clock I got to go out to the airport, fly to Jacksonville, Florida. I know, shut up. And then I'll be there till Friday, and then Friday I fly from there to Grand Rapids for another men's conference. So you come back Saturday night, God willing, so please pray for me. But as I was on my way to Green Bay on Friday, I was, you know, getting in line. They let the first class go first, as always. I always fly Delta, and then they let the people or Sky Priority, which I am because I go in, I'm in line getting ready. And as I'm going in, there's all these other people coming with me, and they call us, and we get up, and I'm in line, and a guy goes and pushes me away and jumps in front of me. And in my mind, I called him a bad word. But it came out of my lips at the same time. And I won't tell you what I called him, except for it's a stinky part of the orifice of the body of a person. That's all I will say. And so, as soon as I said it, I'm thinking, I'm in full clerics. People know me. Here's this priest. Oh, is that Father Larry Richards? And I felt like garbage, huh? Because he turned around to me, and I let him have it. Now, I know nobody here is surprised that I would do something like this, not the least bit. But I was surprised, and I was just like, I was feeling bad about the whole thing, and I thought, the plane goes down, I'm going to hell. And then I thought, but the reason I'm feeling bad is because I was a bad example, but it all had to do with me. Huh? It didn't have anything to do with the man. I thought it was better, I could have hit him, but I just said that word. And I'm just thinking, what the heck is it with us and sin? Especially our core sins that come up again and again. And so Jesus, you know, first of all, in the second reading, God tells us that Jesus is the one who fixes our sins, right? He paid for our sins, not Larry Richards. I don't pay for my sins, Jesus does. And so often I can see this cheap grace, and I can make excuses about that. Oh, you know, I'm just a sinner. I just see these things. I have anger issues, you know. But Jesus has paid for my sins. No, that's not right. It's not right when I do these things. It's not right when you do these things. It's not right when we sin. And yet we all do it. So don't sit there and look at me and say, I can't believe you did that, Father. You've done the same thing. Maybe not like I do, but we've all done stupid things. Period. First thing. But now Jesus is telling us how to deal with our sins, how to deal with our temptations. And we see two examples of that, right? We see the first example from the Old Testament. And the devil comes and he tempts Eve and she falls. I fell. That's the thing that we don't want to do. That's the thing that's wrong. That's the thing we have to confess. But then Jesus shows us how to deal with temptation now in him. So the first thing that happens is he goes and he's led by the Holy Spirit into the desert to be tempted. For us, we're always going to be tempted all the days of our life. So the first thing we got to do is be led by the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting, isn't it, that the way Jesus goes and he deals with temptation is the Spirit had just come upon him at his what? Baptism. And God the Father looked at him and said, you are my beloved Son, with whom I'm pleased. That gave him the strength to deal with temptation from the devil. So the first thing you and I got to do is, if we don't have this daily surrender to the Holy Spirit, we need to. And then we need to remember who we are before God. That you and I, in Jesus, are beloved daughters, are beloved sons of the Father. And again, when we do this, we don't have to be protecting ourselves, we don't have to be going out of ourselves, we don't have to be going crazy. Most of us, including me, go most crazy when we forget who we are. It doesn't fill up pride to know that you're a beloved son or a daughter. It gives you great humility. You mean me with all my sins, me with all my faults, I'm still beloved to you, God. Yep, we're still beloved. That's who we are. And we can be ashamed when we've done things wrong because we should be better than that as beloved sons and daughters of the Father. So first of all, you got to know who you are. The second thing that happens is that when he confronts the devil, he confronts the devil using the word of God, right? He takes the word of God and he shoves it down the devil's throat. Now, the devil tries to throw back at the second temptation. Well, the word of God says, that's the lie he was using. He was taking the word of God and perverting it. Jesus, who is God, who is the word of God, then again, one final time, takes the word of God and shoves it down the devil's throat. Now, for this, you got to remember who lives inside of you. Jesus. So the word of God, who conquered Satan today in the Bible, in the gospel, is the same word of God who lives in you and me. And so the point of it is we get out of the way. We don't try to do the fighting ourselves. We lose. We let Jesus do it for us. And the way we do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit, but also by using the word of God and shoving it down the devil's throat. So what do I mean by that? You got to know we all have our core sins, correct? You know what your core sins are, and you all know my core sins. We all know our core sins. I know them quite well of myself. We need to learn scriptures that deal with our sins. So let's say you have a struggle with lust. You say scriptures that deal with lust. You put it in Google, and then all the scriptures, you find one or two that's going to give you the strength. You memorize that. When you're being tempted, you use that, you verbalize that, you shove it down the devil's throat, and the devil will run from you too. You don't do it. It's the word of God that has the power, and it's Jesus who is the word of God within you that'll then deal with the devil. Now, there is one other thing to give us if we're entrenched in our particular sins. And Jesus shows us this, and it's especially important in Lent. That what did Jesus do when he was tempted? Before he was being tempted, he did what? Do they remember in the scriptures today? He fasted. If you and I really struggle with lust or anger, different things, and you really want to deal with it, then I'd encourage you to start fasting and ask the Lord to set you free from that through fasting. That's the one thing that takes all this to the next level that really sets us free. Because why? When we fast, we empty ourselves of self, and then God fills ourselves with him, right? So today, we got to be given hope from the second reading that it's Jesus who's dealt with me and my sin. And then, though, it doesn't give me an excuse to sin. It should give me this desire all the more to deal with my sin. And so I realize I have this daily prayer to the Holy Spirit that I say and you say every day, that I realize through the Holy Spirit who I am. I'm a beloved son or daughter of the Father. And in this power, when I'm coming and being tempted by the devil, I get out of the way and I let Jesus who lives inside of me with his word, and I take that word and I shove it down the devil's throat. And then our struggle with temptation will have the same effect as Jesus. As the devil left him, the devil will leave us. And that great last line of the gospel was what, did you know? And the angels came and ministered to him. Your same angel, your guardian angel, was given to you by birth. The angels will then come and minister to you and to me. So Jesus teaches us how to overcome the devil, how to overcome sin, how to overcome temptation. If we listen, we too will be victorious in him. You got it? Get it? You gonna do it? May each of you know his love today.